אנחנו צריכים להבין שכל הלימוד שלנו
All study actually includes two parts. The first part is where we work on our connection, a tighter and tighter connection between us in the society. And the second part is that when we achieve an increasing connection each time, out of this connection, in this connection, we discover new qualities, new manners of this spiritual world that is revealed in this connection. So, out of that, we have articles that speak about the connection. And these are really the first articles by Rabash, and also later on he comes back to it. And on the other hand, after we achieve this connection, and in this connection we discover new qualities of the spiritual world, which is revealed entirely through a stronger connection between us, then we already study the manners of the revelation of the spiritual world. This is why it is important for us to have these articles that speak about strengthening the connection between us. This is the most important. This is the foundation. Without that, we won't be able to practically reach the other half. As we study the other half, how the spiritual world is revealed, meaning which manners should we discover it, what are its qualities, then we need to pay attention that if we don't quite understand what exactly the author is talking about, or if we don't quite, well, we only understand it, but we don't feel it, then to that same extent, we are lacking a feeling of the connection between us, between me and the friends. To the same extent, I cannot feel spirituality, what it is about.
And not his faults.
This means that this would be a sign that he has reached correction, that he doesn't see any flaw in any friend, but only merits. So it turns out that first we need to go above reason and accept the friends that they are all corrected, even though I don't see it this way, then to the extent that I don't see them as whole, I see that this is what I need to correct. That is, the friends are like a mirror in which I see, in this mirror, I see everything that I have. So the society for me is truly salvation. As we now check a person, let's say, with our own, tests, does he have a virus or something? So the most important for us is to identify, to detect, does he have it or not? This is how it is with the society. If I can detect through it what I'm, in what way I'm sick, what's wrong with me, that's the most important. After that, I already start to work with them, with the same society, about what is it I need to correct. And I see visibly how much, if I am getting closer to love, to towards them, connection with them, as much as I connect, correct myself, I heal from my ego. And in such a way, we can go through the entire path, from the beginning to the end, only by checking ourselves towards society, how much I am criticizing them, how much I'm not pleased with them, how much they are not whole, complete in my eyes, until I see them as whole, as standing within my heart in a complete manner. This is considered that I've corrected myself. And there is no consideration here with whatever is outside of me, but only with myself, how corrupted I am and how corrected I can be. And furthermore, this only pertains to the connection inside of the group, whereas in all kinds of other kinds of forms of connection in relation to our work in dissemination, or all kinds of other things besides love of friends, certainly there we need to be like all people on the plane of this world. There we truly need to demand of each other to be connected technically in order to execute our task, let's say.
My question is, if we need to see the friends in wholeness and adhesion, do we need to blindfold ourselves a bit with respect to what I see externally and to ignore it, or should I work with it?
Let's say you, as a musician, you're in a band with a few of our friends, and you are doing something, and you are not happy with of them. And you're telling them, this is how it needs to be done, or this way or that way, or you keep silent. You have to express all of these things and pressure them until they will do what's necessary so that the melody will come out in a good way. And it's unrelated to love of friends. It's related to doing some work on the plane of this world. As we are now talking about this galaxy and all of our connections, this is a place where we should not mix spirituality with corporeality. In corporeality, we have to do everything in order to sustain our dissemination. And this is on the plane of this world. And in spirituality, there, we don't have any, how shall I put it, any ability to criticize the friend. Rather, the friend is perfect. And I only check myself with respect to the friend as I check myself with respect to the Creator.
But in practice, through these flaws, I find I can correct myself, so to speak, right? Not the external flaws.
Yes, but that's not on the level of this world. Moti, once again, if somebody is playing badly next to you, so you are not allowed to respond to that, to react, to correct him. Rather, only what is needed. Well, again, there are two planes. There is the plane of this world, where we have to carry out our work. And there is the spiritual plane, where we are friends and we're connected. So, on the plane of this world, you need to say what each and every one has to do, if you can correct him in such a direct way. And criticize him in order for everything to be corrected. Whereas all of the problems with respect to connection between the friends in love, there you only have to correct yourself till you see everyone in a perfect way. And one thing is not related to the other. It's like one who spears his stick hates his son. If there is something that can be corrected on a corporeal plane, you need to do it. Whereas on the spiritual plane, you need to say, they have before me a complete system that only shows me how.
A question regarding what the friends from Baltia asked. In Moscow we have 8 tens. Virtual, of course, everyone is at home, but before we switched to this format, we had connections between the tens. We gathered together and we had all sorts of assemblies. Now, in this new era, is it worthwhile to extend these connections as one big group?
We need to continue as much as possible with all of the older forms until this life will truly forcefully arrange us in a new connection. And this new connection, I don't want to tell about it or to determine it, because we need to let the upper light work. Let it arrange it. It is constantly shining for us in forms that change, that differ between the upper light, the more upper kli, and our kli, the lower kli. We have here the upper of the upper and the lower. Then when it shines on us, it shines on us not only for the sake of the connection between us, but also for the sake of our connection with humanity, let's say with the other tens in humanity. So then we need to enter each time different connections in different forms, which we do not understand and we don't yet know it, because there are such things here that now seem to us as not quite in their right place. But this is taking into calculation what will happen later, so I don't quite know. So I only need to let the upper light work on me and try to be more and more sensitive to it. And this is according to the greater increasing connection between us. We will become more congruent with it. And then in its bestowal over us, it will always arrange for us forms of connection between us that are suitable not only for us, but taking into consideration that we need to bestow to the lower degrees, to other tens or to people who are not at all connected to us, because we need to be a passageway, a conduit. This is how it works. Therefore, if to answer your question, should you keep all of the previous forms that you had when you were in your center physically, I would say that don't let go of them, but rather see how much maybe they need to be changed, adapted. If you do feel that there is no room for them the way they were, but instead of them, you should have other forms that promote you more, that connect you together more, then give room to it. Or we will work together, we will hear about these problems, and
So I'm not going to fool myself anymore, and I can't believe in myself till the day I die. So what is the prayer to the Creator that I will see the friends as equal?
This is precisely the prayer to the Creator, that you want to see all the friends as equal, as great, because this is how you feel them in your heart. This is called that they're standing inside of my heart. This is what I pray for it to be, that everyone will be equal, everyone will be connected as one body, as one man inside my heart, and I am together with them. My heart perceives them, includes them, embraces them, and they all fill up my heart. And if I do it completely, then I discover that this heart, meaning this whole general heart of everyone that exists inside of my heart, together with me, is filled up with the Creator. His quality, the quality of bestowal, love, this is the Creator. This is how I begin through this approach to discover the spirit.
Mm.
Нет, даже есть такие товарищи, которые просто не принадлежат
десяткам. Но у них была возможность. There are some friends who simply don't belong to any ten. But they used to have the opportunity to work as they are. They just integrated into the general group. But after having switched to the Galaxy platform, this is not an option for them anymore. So that's the question. Someone who remains without a 10, that's free choice, it's his business. Right? Or perhaps we should try to integrate them in some way.
We need to take care of each and every friend who was ever with us, that he will have the opportunity, he will have the ability to once again open a connection with us, not to disconnect from us, not to move away from us in any form or way. This is our work. We need to take care of each and every friend. And it cannot be that if I am in my 10, I simply neglect the rest of the world. It cannot be. To the opposite. I, through my 10, need to care for the whole world. Therefore, and all the more so, the friends that were once connected with us and were studying with us, or at least they were present during the lesson, they were connected to some extent with us. So I'm asking you, you must take care of it. You must connect with them. You have to send them materials. You need to explain to them what is happening now with this virus, the coronavirus. What it's here. In short, everything that we're studying, everything that today we're exploring, researching in reality, who knows what states they're in right now. So explain to them what is happening. Maybe specifically what is happening now, what the whole of humanity is going through now, will awaken them to connect once again to us and to the Creator. And we should explain to them why it is happening in such a way so they will see how much the wisdom of Kabbalah can explain to a person what stages he's going through in his life. And in our lives right now, we're truly rewarded to feel each and every day how much upper providence is aiming us towards the end of correction, towards more and more internal connection. And this is and the revelation of godliness inside of this connection. You should explain it gradually in a pleasant way, suitable for them, and give them. That there are thorns that prick her.
Because he's calculating to see what's more worthwhile, to work and receive the next world or to work and receive this world. Is it worthwhile to concede or not to concede, to do a few more actions, a few more commandments, so I'll get more and more rewards and so on. So his work is like every other work of this world. All in all, so his lily, which he wants to get to, isn't amidst the thorns. It's not contrary to his will to receive. He just needs to prove to his will to receive that it's worthwhile to do that. Whereas the lily, which is amidst the thorns, the Malchut Shamayim, the Kingdom of Heaven, as we call it, there is no proof to the will to receive that it's worthwhile to engage with it. So, therefore, each time we need to connect together amongst ourselves and with the Creator and to ask Him to give us some grasp over what we call He hangs the earth in the sky, right, above nothing, like floating through the air, the tower that floats through the air, where I have no options, no ways in which to guarantee to my will to receive that there will be something in it for me, What will I get from it? What?
Or Tiferet and Malchut. The Rambin is also called Tiferet because it's the main discernment of it, are connected to one another all the time. Because Malchut was born from the Rambin grows the Malchut, it cares for it, it is greater than her, it is called the big brother and she's the small one. It's called husband and wife. He's the husband and she's the wife. And he raises her. And this is how she grows besides him. Therefore, the relationship between them is always such that Malchut grows only by Ziranpin. Ziranpin connects to Ima and receives from Ima what it needs in order to grow Malchut. That's it. Zerampin on its own is always in Vak. Meaning, it doesn't need anything for itself. It's enough for Zerampin to be small. Why to be small? Because then it is in a state that is ready and according to the ability that Malchut can receive lights and kinim from it, it grows her. We are in Malchut. And when we raise our deficiencies, then in such a way we raise, grow ourselves. Let's say this is the Malchut. This is the Malchut.
Malchut.
No. I'm sorry.
No, не важно, Рав. Я хотел сказать, что подобная картина была и за Биной. Когда она обращалась к Хохме, чтобы получить свет ради Зерамбина.
Let me say, please. We heard your question. Let me speak, okay? Malchut raises man to Zerampin. And Zerampin raises its man to Bina, to Ima. Man, this is how it works. Malchut is a point. Zerampin is six sefirot, which is called Vak. And Bina is a whole thing. Ten sefirot. If Malchut raises man to Zerampin, that's the first action. She raises the man of Malchut with its own man. And then Bina gives back in return the mud to Zerampin. It's called that the Imam Ira that raised him. Yes, she lowers the mud. So she also gives him a part that she has to pass on to Malchut. So there's the first man and the second man and Bina that gives Zeranpin in return the mud, also not for him to be big. Zeranpin, when he receives from Bina, he becomes big in place of 6 sefirot, he becomes 10 sefirot, and then when it grows, it also can give to Malchut, and that's how Malchut grows. All of our work is to raise man to Zeranpin and from Zeranpin to Bina, so that it will rise, such that later we'll grow to the 10 sefirot. From one point,
when we talk about Zeranpin and Nukva, the relationship between them, in the 10, how is that felt, Zeranpin and Yiddish degrees?
I can't explain this to you. How is it felt in the 10? The 10 doesn't feel it for the time being. It's concealed in her. She doesn't feel it in her. How can you explain this here? I understand that you want to feel this, you want to work with this, but for this you need to already be incorporated with the qualities of bestowal. Above you want to receive, above your love, you need to integrate with love of friends. And then by that you will have the qualities of Zeranpin. And then you will be able to grow the Malchut. Otherwise, it's impossible. Otherwise, it's impossible. That's why all of our work needs to be how we, through our work between us, attain the upper life. We need to pray, to ask for the Creator to send us the upper light, with the upper light, which is called the reforming light. And this light, which illuminates in us, will give us. It's very simple. If the light bestows, to the extent in which it bestows upon me, I really want to love the other. I want to bestow to the other. The problem is that the upper light has to come and bestow. That's what we need to pray for, to ask for, to do all kinds of actions between us that will bind us together, because only the prayer of many helps and draws from above the reforming light. If we connect together in the 10 and demand the upper light, ask, beg, so he will come together and connect it between us, and we will feel ourselves as connected in one body called Zeranpin. Connected in one body called Malchut. Because we will understand what chibur, connection, means. At the time being, we don't feel it. It's just the influence of the reforming light. That's why this is all of our work. And later, when the light has an influence, and when he bestows and gives us this, such a feeling is already where we be able to say, well, we don't understand right now. Well, there is Zeranpin, there's Malchut, this rises, this goes down, this increases, this is, but in us, we don't have these actions in us. We can't do a thing. We don't feel it. For us, It's like something dead. It's called dead letters. This is what we call the work in the group, until quickly the reforming light will come. And then when we call, when we read it, we will be able to execute it inside our feelings. Then what I read will be for me like for a musician reading a partiture, where he looks at the notes and plays. He can even not play, he can sing. He feels those letters. But one who doesn't know the instrumental notes, the musical notes, then he won't be able to read them and sing them. He looks at all those symbols of the notes and can't sing. He doesn't know what each note resembles or symbols. We also don't know. That's also a problem, because this is until we receive the manners of bestowal, we can't understand or execute any action that is written in a Kabbalah book. We can't.
How do these parts of tests relate to Pesach? Why are these particular excerpts in the Pesach book?
Because Pesach is a special state of the general neshama, the soul. All the traditions of ours in this world, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Sukkot, and more, what we've been through not too long ago, Purim, and so forth, all those names are states of the soul as it rises until it comes to the end of correction. And then when it starts to rise, we learn how it rises, by which requests, what lights she receives in order to rise even more and more. What does she discover in each level of this? This is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and in general, the true Judaism, when it's explained in the wisdom of Kabbalah only, does not talk about anything corporeal of this world. Only in spirituality, in the state of the soul. Only. That's why Pesach is a special state in which we rise above our egos to, in order to bestow, from the corporeal desire to the spiritual desire. That's why it's the greatest holiday. And it's truly the beginning of the whole spiritual process. And that's how we really learn it strong.
Now what we're learning, part 16, is
the point which is like Zeranpin. It's like the Creator. So when we grow from the height of the point to the point of the Creator, that is the whole thing that talks about in this part of the study of Ten Sefirot. All the rest of the parts of the Ten Sefirot talk about the Creator, what's before Malchut, how He arranges the system from Ein Sof to Malchut in order to bestow upon it. And in that part, it talks about Malchut, which grows from a point. This is our soul that's in each and every one of us. There's a point in the heart. Until this point grows all the way to the height of the crater. Fully. This is what happens in this state. In Pesach, it's the beginning of the growing.
Вопрос про молитву, которую можно поднимать во время урока.
A question regarding the prayer we can pray during the lesson. Yesterday, our whole 10 wrote together and we sent to the given email and we connected through this prayer. The question is, can we take this state of yesterday, the general state, and to build a prayer today upon it?
Try. Look, there's things like with the coronavirus, which comes from above. No one knew or could have depicted to themselves that it could happen this way. But in a higher degree, there the forces were connected in such a way that it turned out to awaken us to spiritual upliftment. The best would be through such an action which we call the coronavirus. What will be next? I don't know what to say, but the Creator has many means. The main thing for us is to execute what is possible. Let's hope that we answer correctly to the whole invitation of His. Italy 4.
La mia domanda è questa: quando io leggo il testo, i miei punti di riferimento sono desideri, qualità, al fine di raggiungere l'adesione al creatore.
Rav, when I read the text, what I relate to is the desire to reach the creator immediately?
Yes, of course, not direct, through the group. How you come to the crater, just like that, it's foggy, it's not something that you can hold on to. The crater is considered the force that is immersed inside the 10. You need to come to the 10 to connect with them, and through them you connect to the creator.
Rab, la pregunta es, Mahut se le va.
The question is, Malchut rises with the man she raises to Zeranpin. What causes it to diminish?
When she becomes smaller, Zeranpin begins to care for it. For Malchut to grow, she needs to be a point. A point is called that she restricts herself completely, her entire will to receive. Let's say, if you restrict all your will to receive except for the necessities in life and not want anything in return, called the point. And then if you make such efforts, then Zeranpin, the creator, through the group, as you're included in the group, begins to rise, it raises you. And you start to feel that you're raising, meaning you have a certain spiritual upliftment, but not at your expense, at the expense of the upper. The upper raises you. From this you get an impression. Then you come down and begin to carry out this impression in practice by yourself. You raise man and more. We'll see. But first there's the first ascent, which is at the expense of the upper one. Just like Ima raises, mother raises her child and gives him milk. And then he rises on his own.
The man we raise, is that a clean, a pure product of the ten? Or are we taking something from the public and we raise it, or is it processed only by the ten?
First of all, we need to raise man from our ten after we have a spiritual ten, or even we don't, but we can grow. We turn to the broad public, receive the lack from them, and also raise their man. There's the man that rises from us wanting to connect, and there's man that we raise from us wanting to bestow to the broad public. And all those mans are actually connected together and awaken the upper force, which is the Creator, to bestow upon us, to build us. If we raise man only of ourselves, that's only in order to build our kli. But to fill our kli, we ask only when we are connected with the lower ones. Then we can turn to the Creator to help us fill ourselves in order to later fill the lower ones. So that's called the initial man, the secondary, etc.
What does the moon complain about, the Malchut complain about, when it says that two kings cannot have one crown?
Malchut complains as two kings that doesn't have the light of chasadim, that cannot include within it the light of chokhmah. As two kings cannot suckle from Bina. Zeranpin and Malchut together cannot suckle from Bina, but rather first Zeranpin and then Malchut. That's what Malchut complains about. That she can't turn to Bina like she can, that Malchut can't turn to Bina like Zeranpin. Simpler, we'll say this: you're complaining to the Creator, why can't I turn to you? Why can't I turn to you directly, but only through the group? Yes? I want to turn to you. I want to be connected to you directly. The Creator says, no, that's impossible, only under the condition that you're going to the group and incorporated in it, and then through the group you can come to me. And that's what you're complaining about. You don't agree, you don't want. And each time you need to convince yourself and to beg before Zeranpin, and only through Zeranpin each time be connected to the Bina. That's how it is with the upper Ima, with Bina. You cannot connect it. You don't have a kli. In our world, it won't be understood. Let's say a baby that wants to eat, but mom's breast is something he cannot connect to if he won't be connected with more of a, like him. That's it. That's